Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about Wake Up Stupid. Well, let's go. Yeah, everyone, it looks like something finally did happen. Israel did a no-no, and now Israel's getting bombed. Yes, carpet bombed. So who knows, maybe they activate the Samson protocol and nuke the whole Middle East and it turns into a parking lot. That'll be fine, right? I don't care, it's not my place, so whatever. Yeah, pretty much is what Donald Trump told us here in the U.S.
I'm sorry, I'd like being a prostitute more than spending my life with you.
Oh yes, this is what happened to us. We just got dumped for fucking bullshit. You say, huh? Well, look at the stupid protest they were doing. Look at the crap they were doing. Let me bring it up.
Was it all a part of the script? Watch what he picks up off the ground. All across the ground.
Very interesting. They were doing this here in Los Angeles? Ooh, wow. Okay, good to know. Just like that song from Pink Floyd, we're just another brick in the wall, right? Yippers. Well, let's move on.
Feel free to pause it.
What?
Feel free to pause it. And then on top of that, someone filmed a couple pallets of cinnamon.
Yeah, all this shit's faking gay. They're trying to make us do this bullshit so they could change the United States. Yeah, there's all these bad actors that are trying to fuck with us. But there's stupid people out there that fall for this, huh? Yep.
Blocks right in front of the ICE facility gate. And apparently the delivery date on these were a day before the protests kicked off. But I want to know, do you guys think this is all just a coincidence?
Yeah, incidentally, they use minorities because unfortunately, we are stupid. As I'm a minority too. I'm the cream of the crop, so I'm smarter than these people. Not all the time, but you know, once in a while, right? Yes. Well, let me bring up another clip of a chick that was drinking and look how stupid she is. So, yeah, enjoy.
Can you just do me a favor and say the ABCs, A to Z, without singing it?
Yeah, look at this creamy. She's not very smart. She has nice titties, though. I don't know. I guess you could, you know, put her in the breeding program. Maybe. But whatever. Let's watch.
E-F-D-H-I-J-K-L-M-N-O-P-H-I-J-K.
Yeah, it looks like her brain is suffering from HIV. But, that's how it is. Don't be stupid like her. Yeah, remember, most people are fucking stupid and you can't save them. You try to go in there and pull them out and they go back in there. So don't do it. Most humans are retarded. And yes, and then how things are changing, fucking at breakneck speed. Yeah, you gotta be careful who you help. Because if you help the wrong person, they might drag you down and drown you. Yeah, you don't want that. Just saying. Yeah, and on the subject on stupid people, here's this fucking shit stabber. This guy is talking all tragedy because two people got shot or something. Yeah, I think there's something behind this, but who knows? Let's see what this fucking Tampon Tim says. Let's watch.
We're here today because an unspeakable tragedy has unfolded in Minnesota. My good friend and colleague, Speaker Melissa Holman and her husband Mark, were shot and killed early this morning in what appears to be a politically motivated assassination.
Well, I don't know. I'm going to pull something out of my ass. I'm going to say that these people got myrtleized because of the shit that's happening in the Middle East. Yeah. Yeah, in case you didn't know, Israel attacked Iran. Yeah. So, probably there's going to be bullshit happening here in the U.S. because heads must roll. I don't know. Maybe.
Our state lost a great leader, and I lost the dearest of friends.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I guess you have to find someone else to go to those P. Diddy parties. Yeah. Oh, but incidentally, it looks like they're canceling P. Diddy also, so... Damn. What can you do, right?
Speaker Hortman was someone who served the people of Minnesota with grace, compassion, humor, and a sense of service.
Yeah, maybe they're cleaning the house and they got taken out. Yeah, I wonder if someone's gonna do the same thing with Gavin Newsom. I guess that's wishful thinking. Don't cancel me, okay? It's just a joke. Please! Remember, this is for entertainment purposes only, so don't hurt people, okay? It's just a given, so don't shoot me.
She was a formidable public servant, a fixture and a giant in Minnesota. She woke up every day determined to make this state a better place. She is irreplaceable, and we've been missed by so many. Minnesota's thoughts and prayers are with her family, her loved ones, her children, and her parents. My prayers are...
Yeah, I think a lot of this stuff is going to happen, assassinations and all this weird stuff, because of the Israel thing. Yeah, look what these people are saying.
God damn it, man. God damn it! God damn it. Israel just struck Iran.
Jesus Christ. Who's reporting this?
Man, what a liability that country...
It really is, but what are you guys going to do about it, huh? Huh? Nothing, that's what you're going to do, right?
...country is to the United States of America. Total liability, not an ally. Disgusting. Just as the United States was going to enter another round of diplomatic talks with Iran this weekend. Disgusting.
Well, yeah, supposedly Trump was just lying. He's a big faker. All that shit was just kayfabe. They were just pretending they were going to do peace talks. So like that, Iran wasn't expecting they were going to get a big dick up their ass. And that's what happened. So yeah, the U.S. is not a innocent person in this shit. So yeah.
I can't believe we're here again. And look, it would be so based if Trump said, you know what? You guys wanted to do this. We told you not to. And we want nothing to do with it.
No, this guy's in love with them. Yes. Well, his kids are married to Jews. He converted to Judaism, and he's just a fucking disappointment. So, yeah, this guy ain't gonna do shit but fuck us in the ass.
No weapons, no military support, be on your way. But he won't do that. This country is controlled and owned by the Israeli government. It's just the truth.
Yeah, and guess what? Iran is really, really pissed off. Look at this fucking hippie from Iran. She's already talking shit that they want to make nukes. So, I don't know. Why don't you give the people what they want, right? Just like Marie Antoinette said, give them cake. Yeah, they want yellow cake. Yeah, check this out. She's already won nukes. Look what she says. We want an atomic bomb. Ah! Yeah, and she has a weird nose, so I don't know. You probably want to check her out, right? Give her the sniff test. Maybe she's sus. Who knows? Just saying. Crazy shit, huh? Well, look what the Jewish people are teaching their kids. Here's a dad reading to his little girl, I'm guessing. I'm not sure, but watch. Yes, just like my dear old Uncle Bar used to say, get them young and the possibilities are endless. But don't worry, these guys ain't gonna get their way because people are gonna fight back. Just saying. Well, you guys take care of yourselves and each other and don't be like these retards. Well, goodbye.